Joining me now on air to speak about how data profiling can be very discriminatory is actually Bronwyn Dalton, an associate professor at the University of Technology Sydney's Business School. Welcome on the program, Bronwyn.
Good morning.
Now, do you think this drug testing system is actually going to be doing job seekers a favour?
Yes, it's not doing them a favour, and I'm sorry, it's not from a place of love, as the Prime Minister put it.
Now, that's a fairly strongly worded statement, at least. This idea that the data-driven profiling tools are going to be used to, you know, have the most effective outcomes is what the government's saying, and to make sure that when the tests are conducted, they actually produce some sort of meaningful insights and outcomes. Do you believe the government when they say that?
Well, first of all, the trial sites will not be picked at random or in any statistically significant way. What you're supposed to do with random is try to choose sites that share the same characteristics as the general population in terms of gender spread, low socioeconomic and so on. But these trial sites are going to be selected on linking some different data sets, including the analysis of sewage water to locate high levels of drug use, and also data that shows people's history of seeking treatment for drug and alcohol issues. So together, it's going to basically target the areas that are most likely to identify drug users.
Of course. I suppose part of that point that you raised about needing to have a variation of economic status, I suppose the government might argue in reply, though, that if people are on welfare, it's not likely that they're going to be from a high socioeconomic status anyway. So don't you think the government's kind of, in one way, kind of forced to make sure this the policy, you know, has some sort of insight as to whether or not welfare recipients are using, you know, illicit substances?
But underpinning that sort of view is an assumption that the poor are more likely to transgress. So it's coming from a rather punitive, discriminatory stereotyping of certain classes of people. It also has huge potential to descend into racial profiling, as Indigenous communities could well be targeted. And then that same model can be applied nationwide. So you can come up with headlines, 1 in 2welfare recipients are on drugs, which will not be representative of all welfare recipients, only representative of these targeted areas. So that's why it can lead to really dangerous stereotyping, especially when they start to more heavily scrutinise and monitor just one section of society more than others. Then it becomes quite discriminatory.
Yes, I just want to speak to that, I suppose, idea of it being a discriminatory policy or a stereotypical policy that's based on stereotyping. Do you think the potential for the stereotypes will not just be about economic status or location, but also linked to perhaps racial or ethnic backgrounds of communities?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, Indigenous in particular communities are vulnerable to this type of approach with this data profiling tool. Also, already the policy is clearly targeted at the young. We all receive government benefits in some way. We drive on government subsidised roads, but they're picking only young, and of course then there's the old age pension. But they're particularly singling out the young as the drug users, whereas drug use it doesn't necessarily fall to one category of people.
Indeed. I suppose one question that might be asked in terms of looking at the policy holistically is some critics have said, well, you know, politicians should be drug tested as well. Do you think that's also an equally punitive reply, though, that, you know, if we're just to... it seems to me a bit hypocritical for people to say you can't... you know, this measure is punitive and won't achieve the outcome of needs-based welfare, and then say, oh, but, you know, politicians should get drug tested. What do you think about that idea?
No, I don't think politicians, I don't think any group in society should be singled out and scrutinised above any other group, including politicians.
Indeed.
The point is, we should be, if we're coming from a place of love, really it should be about encouraging people to seek treatment. fundamentally, look, the biggest problem with this approach is that people will be targeted who have sought help in the past. So therefore, if you do have a problem, there's a real disincentive to seek help, because that just makes a red flag and you will become the subject of stigmatizing and intrusive scrutiny rather than targeted help. So that's the problem. It turns away people from seeking help rather than getting them better.
Of course, are you worried about the precedent this may set around giving welfare and drug testing as a future kind of practice?
Yes, and you know, in the United States, and some companies here, especially the FIFO workers, that's fine, operating heavy machinery. But in the United States, drug testing is becoming routine just in companies. I really feel this is a thin edge of the wedge in terms of privacy. If you are performing, and you shouldn't be singled out and become surveilled and a suspect of the state. We don't want to go into, Michael Foucault described the prison with the all-seeing tower guard, the panopticon. We don't want that heavily surveilled society. And that's my concern, that this is the beginning of those sort of overarching powers of government.
Okay, so what would you suggest happen for it to be representative and no longer and less discriminatory, as you're describing?
Well, actually, I don't think the drug testing has a place as being tied to receiving welfare. Rather, the funds would be better, and also they're claiming that they're going to generate savings. It's quite an expensive thing to do, and it didn't generate savings in the New Zealand case. But a better investment is in preventative and treatment of drug problems, education in the young, but also to support those on Newstart to transition into work. They are the things that are likely to improve general health outcomes among welfare recipients.
Bronwyn Dalton, thank you very much for joining The Daily.
Thank you.